More than 50 people attended the first of two Oregon District Tragedy Fund meetings at Sinclair Community College Monday. The meetings are designed to gather public comments on how the fund's $3 million should be distributed to survivors and victims' families. Many who testified urged officials to help people living with shooting-related injuries. Under the Dayton Foundation's proposal, 75% of the Oregon District Tragedy Fund would go to family members of people killed in the attack. The rest would go to eligible survivors with serious injuries. At Monday's meeting, half a dozen community members stood up to share stories of the August 4th shooting's impact on their lives. Among them was Trotwood resident Brittany Nicole Jones. The 19-year-old lost a thumb to a bullet. She told the fund's oversight committee she's someone who's struggling to afford treatment for her emotional and physical injuries.
Someone who is off work for 3 months, has no income, can't get nowhere, has nothing, can't get my therapy paid for, can't get my counseling done. When I wake up every day, I'm scared to go outside. I'm scared to get shot again.
Dayton Foundation officials say the oversight committee will consider all comments gathered at the public meetings and incorporate them into the final application guidelines. Those guidelines are expected to be made public October 1st. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.